Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
What's up, Jake?
It's good. What are you drinking over there in Grand Rapids?
Man, you're just getting right to the point.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this bottle check.
So, what are you drinking?
Jake, what are you drinking over there on the other side?
I'm just drinking a lemon-lime Gatorade. It's pretty standard drink choice.
That's good. I went to a friend's place to walk a dog this morning, and on my way back, I thought I should get something to drink, a beverage. So I stopped by the Target at Belmont and Clark here in Chicago, Illinois. Probably one of the worst Targets in the city, but that's beside the point.
Damn, putting that Target on blast.
It's new. It's not very big. There's not a huge variety. It's just weird. The checkout line is, like, in the back corner opposite of the exit. So I almost walked out with this beverage in my hand without paying for it. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. This is a store.
You know what? Do better, Target, on whatever intersection you said it was on.
It's Belmont and Clark in Lakeview. Okay. So this is, you know, I love orange-flavored stuff, so I got the orange-flavored one.
Did you get the orange balls?
I did not get the orange balls. We've done that one already. It's a sparkling drink. It says on the can, live fit. It's something called Celsius.
What? Why did you get this?
I'd never had it before. Let me tell you about this, Thomas. Celsius, live fit, sparkling orange, healthy energy, asterisk. Accelerates metabolism.
I love that they have to put the asterisk there, and it's like, the FDA cannot confirm that this is healthy at all. So, you're just going to have to take our word for it.
It accelerates metabolism with an asterisk and that little cross.
Yeah.
That does the same thing as an asterisk.
They have to go through, like, 30 symbols for all of the claimed health benefits for this. It's like,
it also,
it's like every description of kombucha, where it's like, it gets all the toxins out of your body, and it's like, there is no scientific proof that this happens.
It says at the bottom of the can, clinically proven. To do what?
Why do you have to put all these asterisks and crosses and shit there if it's clinically
no
proven?
No sugar, no preservatives. Well, we'll see about that. Alright, it's a white can, but then the top is black. Here comes the opening. And here we go, sipping it up. Yeah, it's pretty good. It doesn't really taste like anything, but I like it.
I mean, honestly, tasting like water is sort of like a plus as far as you're concerned.
I do love water. It's so delicious, and this very much does just taste like water that somebody accidentally dropped an orange in that nobody realized.
So yeah, it's like one of those things that you get in like a hotel lobby. It's like we've got a big we've got like a carafe full of water that's got a bunch of oranges.
Mm-hmm. But they're not like peeled oranges or sliced oranges at all.
Just a faint like taste of peeled in this water.
It tastes kind of gross and like bacteria, but hey, water's water, am I right? So Thomas, did you watch, speaking of water, Survivor David versus Goliath last night?
Is it because they're on an island?
It's because they drink water on the show.
Oh, right. Of course.
You know, they used to not have, like, sanitized water in that well. They used to have to boil all of their water on this show.
Yeah, that seems like a health risk. How long did they do that?
Through the first few seasons, at least, I think.
I can't believe that somebody at, like one of CBS's lawyers didn't come up to Jeff Probst and be like, hey, somebody gets dysentery on this show because they were too impatient to boil the water or they didn't do it properly. Like, we're liable for that, so can you just give them clean water?
That has to be what it was, but I think they, I just googled water boil on Survivor. And this article from 2015, is Survivor water drinkable? Where do survivors poop? Is there toilet paper?
Where do they poop?
In their hands, obviously.
So you have to poop in their pants. There's nowhere else to do it. There's no toilets.
As to water, yes, they boil water, and yes, clean water is provided. How is that possible? Well, the cast boils their water, but all accounts suggest that it's unnecessary. The wells are installed by the production and have drinkable water. The wells seem to have become more and more obviously fake, installed in recent seasons, or perhaps I'm looking more carefully. A camera operator...
Drinkable water? I'm trying to get some drinkable yogurt coming out of those wells.
What?
You know, like the
Oh, yeah. A camera operator for the
Please beep out the brand name for that. I don't want
to. Okay, yeah.
I don't want to give them free advertising.
I will absolutely do that. A camera operator for the show confirmed this on Reddit in 2011, so for at least the last 7 years, which seems far too recent. And earlier this year, Survivor World's Apart cast member Max Dawson said his tribe drank the water unboiled, and none of us suffered gastrointestinal distress as a result of drinking the untreated water.
He was the only survivor.
The moral, drink water until you get fire. That's... whatever.
Jake, that's what you've been doing your whole life.
Fuck yeah. Never made fire, but drank a lot of water. That's words to live by. Well, we're not going to find anything else about this right now because I don't care to read. And that's mostly because I can't.
I was about to say, well, why is that, Jake?
This episode of Survivor was called Art Brochacho's Just Adorable. You loved this, right? You loved this title? You loved the Brochachos?
My favorite part of it is that it's good and I like it.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about it, too. We start off on the Jebeni tribe. They return from tribal council, and Lyrsa, who is wonderful and a perfect human being, says that she has never done anything wrong. She doesn't say that. I said that. And she's excited to make it through another tribal council and says, "I have more lives than a cat, man." Which made me feel really happy, because I love Lyrsa.
Sure.
So.
Don't we all?
Well, you know, you would think, but some of us didn't pick her. Some of us didn't have faith in her. And this season is all about
Well, I'm
faith.
Sure they regret their choice
after
this episode.
I don't know about that. She says it really shows Angelina's character when she voted for...
You're right. Jake, can we trade? I just feel so bad about not picking...
I'm going to murder you. She says it really shows Angelina's character when she voted for Lyrsa in an attempt to get Natalie's jacket. She calls it petty and mean. Okay, let's just get through this episode. Over on the Tiva tribe, Christian goes spearfishing, and while putting the flippers on, he asks, "Do you put these on your shoes?"
Doesn't he walk all the way down to the beach wearing the flippers, too?
Yeah, probably. He's a fucking nerd. And then Gabby says, "No, on your regular feet." Which is, like, one of my favorite quotes in the history of the show. On your regular feet. That's so good. Uh-oh. This looks like my recording just froze. My whole computer. Ooh, what happened? Okay, well, that's why I've got a backup recording. It's fine. Okay,
Which computer first, Jake?
The shitty one.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's like, I don't even know what's happening now. Okay. So then they go into the reward challenge. They get cooking utensils and kebabs if they win. They had to carry some coconuts and then throw some rings. It's fine. Vuku loses and Carl says, "At least it's not tribal." Which made me think, oh, Vuku's definitely going to tribal council then. Because that's something you'd say if you're going to tribal council later. Over on the Jebeni tribe, Mike is second-guessing voting for Angelina because that would make him a target once the merge hits to the rest of the Goliaths, so he's worried about that. Dan, over on the Tiva tribe, says, "Again, I don't know how I could be doing any better." Once again, has not had to make any real decision in the game. He's just gotten lucky.
Which, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean... I guess I don't know how you could be doing much better than not having to make any decisions, so...
Right, but you haven't had to play the game.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's good at it, he just is, you know, he's had good luck.
Yeah, and then, you know, good luck is a big part of this show, so I can't fault him for that, but... He has done nothing to prove that he has played a good game.
I mean, he's done okay in physical challenges.
I suppose. Strategically, though, and I feel like that's what it comes down to, he has yet to impress me. And he's got two idols, which, as we all know, is a curse of Survivor. Christian says he's always wanted to be one of the cool guys, which, like, yeah, dude, it's pretty fucking chill.
Incredibly apparent from every interaction that you ever have. With any of, especially with John Morrison.
Yeah. I mean, would you? Who's your favorite wrestler? And you, I would guess you're a bigger wrestling fan than Christian is. But who would you say, in the time that we have paid attention to wrestling, is your favorite guy or lady? Ladies can wrestle too. Evolution.
Yeah. We can all thank Stephanie McMahon for that, and we all have to. And
if Stephanie McMahon on the island with
you. She did all of it. And
it was her and the Bellas. They were the reason.
They were the only reasons.
The three of them and Ronda Rousey.
What wrestler would I be most starstruck by?
If you got on the beach and looked over on the other tribe and fucking the man Becky Lynch was standing there, would you not try to be best friends with her?
No, I would be too nervous. I think, honestly, cool, if John Cena was there, I would be very... Because John Cena is, like, a very friendly guy. I feel like I could talk to John Cena.
I love John Cena, actually. Now that we don't see him every week, I love John Cena.
I mean, it would probably be Daniel Bryan. I think he's... Mm. Been my favorite guy, but I think I might be more starstruck by Cena, because I think, like, Daniel Bryan, like, I mean, could definitely beat me up and is, like, in very good shape, but, like, if you saw fucking John Cena, it'd be like, whoa.
John Cena's probably pretty busy, though, to go on Survivor.
He's too busy hosting his own show.
Stop it. Stop saying these words.
Do you know that as a reality TV show host, he has the same job as...
I hate you. You're bad and I hate you. Christian's always wanted to be one of the cool guys.
Which is crazy to me because he is a former world champion and a former tag team champion and I believe an intercontinental champion. And he was ECW champion at one point and was TNA world champion. So, like, why would you be starstruck by another wrestler?
Well, you know, wrestling is a business, and they're like a real family, so when you see somebody that you really respect like
that, yeah,
like a John Morrison, or a Christian, or an Edge, or a Becky Lynch, like, you're going to get excited. So I can't blame Christian. Okay, what about this? Okay, Thomas, for future episode, we're going to do a Blood vs. Water season, but it's going to be tag teams.
I like that a lot. I think that's great.
So Christian and Edge,
do the Rockers,
Shield,
which would be Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. Nope, the other one, Bayley. Look, both their names starts with B. Do you watch Big Mouth?
No, I've heard it's good.
Okay, well, that sounds like something Coach Steve would just say on that show. So watch it; it's very good.
Coach Z.
Coach Steve, Jesus Christ, listen with your ears. Then Christian says that he is becoming a Goliath-like figure, and likens that to self-improvement, which, like, fine, Christian.
But he hasn't done anything different.
Yeah, he's friends with the Brochachos now, which is very cool. It's a thing cool people do, actually.
Yeah,
so I don't know why you're mad, actually. It's very good. And I'm really proud of Christian for, like, you know, coming into his own and being a cool guy.
Coming out of, like, his cage. He's
doing
just fine.
So that's good. I'm proud of him for that. Gabby then approaches what's her name? Allison, who is a person that is still on this show. Gabby cries a lot to Allison.
Gabby's doing that a lot, huh?
Yeah, she cries a lot. Man. Wouldn't trust her in the merge.
Making her teammates do a lot of emotional labor. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't it just like a David to, you know, be put up against a lot of obstacles, both physical and emotional and mental, and then just cry about it like a little bitch? Fuck the Davids. Goliaths are going to win this.
Goliaths forever.
Fuck yeah, Goliaths. Goliaths are going to have Letterman jackets.
Yes.
I would be into that. I honestly would be so into a Jocks versus Nerds season, and the fact that they haven't done it yet, like, obviously, I mean, I guess that this season and any blood, brawn, beauty season, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Jocks versus Nerds, it's perfect, great season idea. Jeff Probst, make it happen. I will watch it. So Gabby cries a lot. And Allison says it cuts to her core, and that she could trust her moving forward. And then they conspire to maybe blindside Daniel.
Is this the winning social strategy? Is just to make everyone think that you're like you have a close relationship because you cry at them?
I mean, it seems to be working. It yeah, I guess so. I was watching this video, about survivor strategies. It was about the safe vote, and they just talked about the history of the safe vote, like, post-merge, when the majority has a majority, but they're afraid of an idol, and it's kind of come around as the show has evolved, and it's kind of back to basics. Which is to say, like, the show goes through these evolutions and different archetypes do better. And I think the emotional connection archetype of a character has been working very well in recent seasons, like with Adam, with Jeremy, with Ben. I mean, Ghost Island was its own thing. I don't know if that was a really emotional... Well, I guess it kind of was, the emotional connection with that final vote. But yeah, I think making that strong emotional connection and crying with somebody is definitely going to be helpful moving forward for a lot of people. So what I'm saying is I agree, yes.
If you want to win, it's like the drill tweet says, you got to cry.
Look, you don't make $1 million without crying.
Yeah, do you know how I got this $1 million? By crying. Now get the fuck out of my office.
Thank you. Then they showed Dan chopping wood with another piece of wood. Did you notice that?
I did not.
He was chopping a piece of wood on the ground with a smaller piece of wood that was, like, the size of an axe, but was definitely not an axe.
I mean, it's like diamonds. The only thing that you can cut wood with is wood.
It's true.
It's the hardest substance known to man.
Exactly. Then in a talking head, Allison says, it's no longer a question of should I blindside Dan, but when. I'm liking Allison. I was reading some people online saying Allison has had an edit similar to Sarah in Game Changers, where she didn't play a very loud game in the beginning, but... Maybe she's coming up. Over on the Vuku tribe, Elizabeth complains about how much her back is in pain, and she and Kara start splitting the bamboo, so it is easier for her to sleep. Davey and Carl get mad at them, which makes Kara happy, because remember, Kara was a Goliath, and Davey and Carl and Elizabeth are the other one, David's. Davey, I don't like that they cast somebody named Davey when the season's name is David versus Goliath.
It's needlessly confusing.
Was Jomo's name ever John Goliath or anything like that?
No, not that I know of.
Is Mike White's nickname in Hollywood Goliath? Maybe Natalie worked for a company called Goliath Consultations. Like, And what I'm saying is, I'm fine with somebody being named Davy on the David tribe if there's somebody named Goliath on the Goliath tribe.
Or put similar. Somebody named Davy on the Goliath tribe and subvert our expectations.
Yeah. And then that person wins because they have both.
It's the essence of comedy, Jeff. Subverting expectations.
I feel like Jeff isn't trying to make this show a comedy anymore.
Well,
and it's really the most fun when it is. There are some seasons that it's definitely like, this is a comedy season, and those ones are very fun. This is not one of them, I think.
We just haven't had Christian one in walking a long around time. In flippers a lot.
Yeah, that'll be funny. So, okay, let's get into this immunity challenge. They have to fill a huge saucer with water, and then bring back the saucer through some obstacles and fill a well and then do a puzzle. Jebeni loses worse than any tribe has ever lost a challenge, basically, in the history of this show. It was quite bad. So they lose. In a talking head, Mike White says voting people out isn't as fun as he thought it would be. It's very touching. He cried. Mike White cried a lot this episode, I noticed.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. He likes to cry.
Once again, we see how successful you are when you cry.
Crying wins you $1 million. That's a fact.
If you want to win, you got to either come on the show or you got to cry a lot.
When you come on Survivor, you have to understand it's a democracy and the most tears wins. That's a direct quote.
You agree to the rules.
And the rules are, you better fucking cry.
You better cry.
Don't be a bitch. Cry. You know who said that? Barack Obama. So back at camp, Angelina approaches Lyrsa in hopes of working with her, but Lyrsa is not interested. Angelina says, I was open-minded about working with Lyrsa because we're both Latina, but it felt like there was no room for negotiation or compromise, so it will absolutely be Lyrsa tonight. Okay. So, there's a few things to say about this scene with Angelina. If she were actually interested in working with Lyrsa because they're both Latina, why did she wait until day 17 to bring that up halfway through the game? Seems
hey,
suspect.
Hey, you know what? I hadn't thought about this, but...
Yeah. Not fair, not honest, and I don't care for it. Second, when she said it will absolutely be Lyrsa tonight, that definitely sounds like something the person who would be voted out would say. So I was very excited for Tribal Council at this point. And third, please don't let it be Lyrsa. I like her. I don't like Angelina. I like Lyrsa. So, just, you know, for future reference, don't vote out Lyrsa. That's all I'm saying.
Jake, are we doing wildlife shots now?
In a minute. Why are you seem amped to get to wildlife
shots?
No,
it just seemed like that's where we were heading.
Oh no, there's a few other quotes I want to bring up in moments before we get to that. Lyrsa says, "If I'm going tonight, Angelina can't have my jacket. Maybe a sock, and that's only because there's a hole in it." I love Lyrsa. She is good, and I want her on the show always. Lyrsa tries to convince Mike to vote with her, and Angelina does the same with Nick. Nick tells her what she wants to hear. Mike and Nick then discuss their options, and Mike tells Nick that he's apprehensive of voting out Angelina for how it will look in the future game. Nick tells Mike that he can trust Lyrsa in a way that he can't with Angelina. Okay, Thomas, now we're at wildlife shots.
I'm excited. Okay. What do you have for me after last week's extremely good coconut crab entry?
I feel like you will be equally excited about this week's wildlife shots because, one, we have the standard shots of fish, we have the standard shots of some birds, and we had the return of your son, Roland the Bat.
Rolling back.
Do you want to tell us what your son's been up to since we haven't seen him in like 6 months?
He's probably eating some fruit or some insects, depending on which kind of bat he is, and being nocturnal.
Well, that's a bat for you. Not only a bat, but Roland the Bat, yep. Your son.
Him, specifically.
Okay, let's get into the Tribal Council now. Mike and Nyrsa discuss trust and loyalty, while Angelina talks strategy. Nick says that the David and Goliath thing is over. Angelina tries to butter up Nick, and Nyrsa says she's buying his vote. Which, cool call out. Nyrsa, good for you. Then there's talk of plans, and Mike says everyone trusts each other, and that's going to be a problem for one person. And then they vote. And
how does the vote go?
So, I just want to rip this off like a Band-Aid, and Lyrsa gets voted out. Which is fine! It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Because the merge is coming, and, like, I don't even need her anymore, and it's like, I didn't even care about her all that much at all, so it's fine that she got voted out, especially the week after my only other person got voted out. It's fine. I'm fine with it. No need to worry about me.
Jake, how many of my people have been voted out?
I didn't watch this episode and get very confused, so then rewatch the last 10 minutes as if I misunderstood what happened.
Well, that can't be right.
Like, they uploaded the wrong thing to CBS.com because it's Halloween and that's a trick. Now give me that treat and let's see Angelina go.
Jake, how many of my people have been voted out?
None of them! But one of them did go to Exile Island, so...
That's true.
You know, last season, Ghost Island, all four of our people made it to the merge, and that was very exciting. And it served me right for being excited about anything.
This experience has been no different for me.
Well, I'm proud of you, my friend.
Is the merge coming up next week, or do we still have a little bit?
The merge is next week, yes. But first, let's get through the points we won pre-merge in the preseason. Yeah. Okay, so I got a point for Tiva winning the reward challenge. So I'm at 14 points now. Hey, 13 going on 30. You know, you get there when you get there. And sometimes it's a slow crawl. And sometimes it's a Mark Ruffalo science experiment. And this time, it's the former. Thomas, you had 15 points last week. You got a point for Carl surviving. You got a point for Jomo surviving. You got a point for Tiva surviving. You got a point for Tiva winning immunity and reward, I should say. So you got 19 points now. Which is five more points than me.
Is that a lot?
Well, let's see. I can win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points this week. You can also win 6 points this week. So it's possible that I take it back this week, but unlikely. You know?
So we gotta we gotta pick new people for the merge, right?
Yes, Thomas, we do.
Well, Jake, I mean, it's got to be heartening for you to know that you can carry one of your people over. You've got first dibs.
It's like it's like rollover minutes with Singular Wireless. Let me run through the list of everybody who's left in case you've forgotten anyone or somebody has kind of not been edited super highly. Okay, so here they all are: Carl, Jomo, Christian, Kara, Angelina, Alec, remember him, Elizabeth, Gabby, Allison, who did have a scene this week, Dan, Davey, Nick, and, of course, Mike White. So you have first dibs on either Carl or Jomo. Take your pick.
I'm going to pick Jomo. I'm interested to see. I don't know if he's going to win, but I would like to see where he goes.
He's getting voted out first. Tribal Council doesn't have the immunity necklace, but good luck, bud. I'm going to pick... You know, if you can't beat him, join him. I'm going to pick Angelina.
All right.
So that's where we're at. The Marine. Oh God, I'm so nervous about that. Look, you take out my favorites, I'm going to take you to the end. That's the Russell Hantz strategy. It's not. Russell Hantz has the exact opposite strategy of that. Did you know Russell Hantz did a season of Australian Survivor?
I did not know that.
Yep, I don't know how he did. But that's interesting.
Do you think they knew who he was there?
I would be surprised if they didn't.
But it's like, they probably have never seen American Survivor, right? Like, they only think of Australian Survivor as, it's just Survivor to them.
Yeah, they just call it Survivor. That's the weird thing about shows in other countries that, like, adopt American shows. It's Australian Survivor, or...
Or, like, Australian... or, like, Australian...
Like, Canadian Idol.
Australia's Next Top Model.
Yeah, Asia's Next Top Model. Do you know the whole continent of Asia has Asia's Next Top Model?
That's
Asia's
crazy.
Huge!
That's a lot of people. That's way more people than are in America.
Yeah. Also, some of them might be on the next season of The Challenge. I don't know what's going on with that show. Anyway, so you're keeping with JOMO of... Okay, fine. Who? What will be the next reward challenge they will win? What will be the reward?
I'm going to say I don't think there's been any alcohol, so I'm going to say that this is the week that they get beer.
Okay, I'm going to say there won't be a reward, and instead the merge contestants will have the merge feast.
No, you can't pick that.
Why can't I pick that?
You already know that's a thing that happens.
Yeah, I need the points.
Alright, well, then I'm also picking Merge Feast if you
okay,
pick
fine.
Merge
no,
Feast.
Well, if it makes you happier, we can do the fucking pick one thing at the Merge Feast or something. I don't fucking care. You don't get the points anyway.
Alright, I'm gonna say that there's cocktails at the Merge Feast.
Cocktails or beer or alcohol? But you gotta be specific.
Alcohol.
Okay. I will say there will be... fried chicken.
Is that a bad guess? This is not a bad guess.
It felt like the wrong answer when it came out of my mouth. Okay. Now we get into where we can actually start winning points. There's probably not going to be a reward challenge, but if there is, who will win it? And remember, this is who will win the reward challenge or who will be brought along on the reward.
I think that we, the audience, will be the winner for watching this great television show.
Tune in to CBS at Wednesday at 8, 7 Central. This is Jake and Tom here to say, watch Survivor on CBS every week. It's a great show.
I'm going to say that, I don't know, I'll say Dan wins the reward challenge.
I'm going to say Gabby.
Okay.
I don't know that she's going to win the challenge, but I think she will be brought along on the reward because she has the most strong ties at this point, I think.
Okay.
She's with Elizabeth and Christian and the new one, Allison. She's got a pretty strong connection with all of them, and I don't think anybody has as strong a connection.
I don't know, man. You're underestimating the Brochachos at your own peril.
Yeah, the Brochachos, I think, are going to turn on each other the second they have to.
How is that possible?
What? What do you mean, how is that possible?
Their bond is so strong.
It is the most surface-level bonding, I think.
They are going to be the final three, and they'll all win.
The first three-way tie.
Unprecedented.
Hey, we just had a tie last season, but it was between two people, and there's not an 11th juror in this one.
I'm pretty certain there can't be a three-way tie.
I mean, it would depend on the jury. There would have to be 12 people in the merge, and there's, 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven.
I think we're getting 13
nine,
this
10,
time.
11, 12, 13. Yeah, we're getting 13.
One person abstains.
Or one person is medevaced so badly that they can't even be on the
they
jury.
They can't even vote.
Or they're medevaced, or they leave the game and then are voted out like Michelle did in Code Wrong.
They're
to,
assassinated
Peter.
By someone.
Or they're assassinated,
they're
at final tribal council, and they're not able to vote. And then Jeff Probst says, but the show
partisan.
Must go on. And then three people vote for Jomo, three people vote for Dan, and three people vote for Christian, and they all get 333,333.33
You know then, one of them's going to get 34 cents, though.
No, the fourth place gets the penny. Usually we give $100,000 to
the
runner-up.
They flip the penny to Jeff Probst and go, buy yourself something nice.
I'd watch it. So that was...
Well, we still got to pick who's going to win immunity.
We got so distracted.
We got to pick who's going to win immunity.
Who's going to win immunity?
I think Jomo is going to win immunity.
That's a fine choice. I think... yeah, I'm going to also say Jomo on the
it's
first one.
It's a good
one.
Choice.
Yeah. Got to go with the safe pick for the early merge. You said Gabby will turn on Christian. I said... Christian will turn on Gabby, so we're still waiting for that to happen. God, I really hope this season is all about Gabby's growth as a player and as a person, because I can't wait to see her stab Christian in the back. And Christian is going to appreciate that move, I think. And
I the one that said that she was going to turn on him?
Everything I said about Gabby just now is what I actually said. I meant it about Christian. This season is all about Christian's growth as a person and as a player. And I think Gabby
cool
is such a fan of the game that she'll really
Gabby's
appreciate
the way.
That move. Fuck. oh, God. Now I have to root for Christian. Okay. Who's getting voted out?
You really boxed yourself in this season.
who's getting voted out?
I'm going to say that Natalie gets voted out just because, one, I would like to see it, and two, it would be really funny if your person got voted out immediately.
Okay. I'm going to let you pick that. I'm going to say that Dan gets voted out.
That would also be very funny.
I feel like they're teasing us way too much with that for it to actually happen, but I would be so satisfied if it did.
Jake, Natalie is who you picked, right?
No, but it's been locked in, and
no.
Natalie got voted out two episodes ago, so we're going to move forward.
Is it Natalia?
Natalia got voted out three episodes ago, or four episodes ago.
You mean Natalie did?
No, Natalia got voted out, and
pick,
then also Angelina
got
voted out.
Like Angelina or something?
I picked Angelina, yes, but you already said Natalie's going to
no,
vote out
well,
next episode,
I
so...
I meant Angelina, so...
Fuck. Okay, I was hoping you wouldn't notice. that's why I was rushing through the rest of that segment.
Yeah, pick Angelina because it would be really funny if she got voted off.
Fine. I picked your guy to win immunity, and you're picking mine to get voted out. Fine. Fuck you, too. Alright, so
Jake,
here's
what happens. That's just how the season's going for you, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to send you to Ghost Island, and I don't mean where other people screwed up. I mean the graveyard. Happy
I mean
Halloween.
I'm going to kill you.
On the challenge, Bananas and Tony were voted into elimination. They went up against Joss and Sylvia, and they lost. So then there was a purge challenge, meaning the last place team was automatically put into the Redemption House, and that team was Shane and Nelson.
So did Johnny and Tony, does this mean they have to go away, or is this the way season goes, they're just going to come back?
They're probably going to come back, yeah, because they're still, this is the final redemption, and next episode's the final redemption house challenge to get back into the show, into the house, and then I guess it's the finale? I don't fucking know, this show is awful this season, this is honestly the worst season, maybe ever that I've seen.
Wow.
yeah, it's quite bad. And they'd had a pretty decent run. Last season was not great, but the last couple before that were fun. Anyway, next season is not shaping up to be great either. Whatever. Who cares? I hate it, and I can't wait for it to be over. Here's some good news about MTV and their programming that I love to hate to watch. Remember when we covered Are You the One that one season?
I do.
And we played a Carly Rae Jepsen song to intro it?
Yes.
We finally have a more appropriate Carly Rae Jepsen song for Are You the One. It absolutely is Party for One. How perfect is that song?
It is great.
For Are You the One. I love it. Okay, we got a new hashtag now after last week when we talked about Megan Hauserman for a long time. It's Megan Wants a Million. Trying to get Megan Hauserman on Survivor. Great show. Great character for television. Miss her. You can follow us on Twitter, where we're working very hard to make that happen. DYWSLN is that Twitter. You can follow me at Jake Shadell. Got another triple digit like tweet this week. So it's happening for me. I'm finally getting popular.
You're
on Twitter.
Finally blown up.
Yep.
I'm going to tell people that I knew you when.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at TomNotTom. Jake, you didn't tell me how many beams did they get on Are You the One?
I haven't watched this week's episode yet.
What?
But I will let you know next week. I'm hoping it's less than 11, because that would mean they lose. I could look it up right now, but I don't want to spoil myself.
Sure.
Your review us on Apple Podcasts. Give us that 5-star review, because that helps, as they say. Because, you know, this podcast, we're not shy to say, it's the David podcast. Like the David tribe on David vs. Goliath, everyone's favorite Survivor season. But by the end of the season, I want to be a Jomo podcast. I want to be a Goliath podcast. I want to be a Natalie Cole podcast. A Goliath podcast where we get a lot of listeners. And Serial is a thing of the past.
It took me a second to realize that you meant the podcast Serial and not that your dad was like, I don't know, I didn't understand why we don't like Serial anymore, but yeah, whatever the what's the lady from Serial's name again?
Sarah Koenig.
Yeah, Sarah Koenig, step aside.
Would you rather be the new Sarah Koenig and I be the new Ira Glass, or the other way around? And we can't finish this episode until we decide which is which. Hey, new BuzzFeed quiz. Are you more a Sarah Koenig or an Ira Glass?
I don't think I want to be an NPR personality of any kind.
Why not? I think that sounds like the life. NPR, hit me up. MTV's, you know, trying to contact me to produce future seasons of The Challenge and Are You the One in the Real World. And I'm very tempted to get that, but I also super want to be a producer on any of your shows. NPR and MTV are the same. Which, okay, so you're neither. Okay, I'll be both.
All right.
Those are two very famous people, and they seem... You can't see because it's a podcast, but I'm tapping my head. But I'm tapping my head because they both seem smart. And I want people to think that I'm smart. Listen to this podcast.
Well, Jake, I have some bad news for you on that.
No!
They've been listening to this podcast.
If you've been listening to this podcast, you know I'm a dummy.
Jig's up.
Jake's up. That's me.
All right, let's end this episode.
Have a great summer.
Deuces.
I used to think that I should watch TV. I used to think that it was good for me. Wanted to know what folks were thinking, to understand the land I live in. And I would lose myself and it would set me free. This is the place where common people go. A global franchise, one department store. Yes, there were many.
2 weeks. It's back to the alley. You're my man. You haven't heard of me? With you.
He's a rap guy.
No, who is that? He's Marshall Mathers. All the other Marshall Mathers are just imitators. Please stand up. Just like you and me. If I pick your thumb down. 7-0.
Oh my god, I'm stopping recording. I hate this so much.
Alright. Well.